Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Parts of the brand new cement apron in front of the Northfield Fire Hall is inferior. NAFR's chair Glenn Castor had reported that testing was being done and the results would be in last month. Northfield Administrator Ben Mardick confirmed results indicate an approximate 80 by 20 foot portion of concrete between the middle overhead doors and the sidewalk is substandard and will need to be removed and replaced. He added that it's in good enough condition to last through the winter. Architect Dave Medine sent a letter to Joseph Construction, the general contractor, in early December, stating that the city would pursue a resolution. City engineer Dave Bennett said in an email the concrete was received from Joseph Construction supplier Chemstone and placed by a subcontractor. The city will not pay for any of the replacement costs. However, those details are yet to be determined. It will take about 7 to 10 days to remove and replace the inferior cement. The $4 million expansion and renovation is slated to be complete by April. A Denison man pled guilty yesterday to criminal vehicular operation causing bodily harm while under the influence and endangering a child. On the evening of October 3rd, Faribault police were called to the Walmart parking lot, where a woman was reported being dragged and thrown from a vehicle. 23-year-old Cody Raymond Catterlick had shown up at his fiancée's mother's home drunk and left with their baby son in the vehicle. The mother, FAC, found them in the Walmart parking lot and attempted to get her son out of the vehicle. Catterlick took off when she was halfway in and dragged her until coming to an abrupt stop wherein she was thrown from the car. He then took off. Catterlick was facing 6 various charges. His sentencing is scheduled for February 14th. And over the holidays, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn would rather give than receive. He and his staff started a giving tree.
Where we put a Christmas tree up in our break room, and we put postcards in there of things that people need, families need, kids, adults, everything. So this year we had 4 families that we gave to throughout the county.
They filled 4 squad cars full of gifts.
And to see these kids' faces when we walked in, and even the parents, and, you know, the tears of joy and the kids' excitement.
Other departments that helped included Northfield Police, Northfield Ambulance, Faribault Fire and Police, and North Ambulance. They worked through Hope Center to identify those in need. Dunn said the correctional officers put together a food drive. They broke up into 2 teams. The team that raised the most food got to throw a pie in the face of the other team's captain. Pictures are on the Rice County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Dunn added that he didn't have the numbers yet for the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, but he believes they were near their $50,000 goal. The Salvation Army continues to assist those who were affected by the September storms, especially in Morristown. News from around the state is next.